follow the messages on screen, the wooden additive that for revelation becomes available. This station will now see the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast, the only place for prepping, survival, and entertainment. We are your hosts, Cam and Kobe, and we are ready to bring survival goodness direct to your ear holes, finally.
It's good to hear your voice.
Man, I've forgotten how to do this, I know, me honestly. Too.
Why don't you go ahead and tell them why we've had this delay?
Oh, I almost died.
Kobe almost died.
And then I went away.
Under my care.
Yeah, it was under Cam's care.
But he made it.
I did. I made it through. I pulled through. Everything was okay.
We did some tests and
yeah,
he made it.
No more death. And then I went to Alaska for
yeah, he did.
Like 8 days.
That's cool. That's cool.
It was a good time.
And I stayed at home and did nothing.
Yeah. What's on the podcast today, Cameron?
Well, today we're going to talk about, we actually got a lot of reviews. We got Survival Box, and we actually did the Battle Box already. We got just tons of stuff we're going to review.
Tac Pack,
of course. And are we going to do the little furnace thing?
No, we're not, no.
We need to test it.
Yeah, we received a BioLite in the mail, and we're gonna go
We're pretty excited about it, so we really want to burn our fingers on it.
And then we're talking about what? What's the topic today?
Biowarfare.
Surviving Biowarfare, episode 29.
If you don't know what that is, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah. Cam's going to let you know. But first, guys, today's podcast is brought to you by TacPack, the only monthly tactical subscription box with useful professional-grade stuff inside. Get 10% off your first TacPack with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And join the thousands of satisfied subscribers today. That's 10% off with code CASUALPREPPERS at TacPack.com. And this latest TacPack I was impressed with.
Yeah, me too. It was a big box.
Huge box. Oh, good stuff.
Love big boxes.
Don't forget, the Kindle book is still available on Amazon, and it's fantastic, and you'll
it's
love
there it. For you to be purchasing.
Uh-huh. And also, shirts.
Uh-huh.
Made by fantastic 3%er.
Yes.
They're fancy.
We have three different prints.
Yeah, we have three different
prints. And then a bunch of colors.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Whatever color you want. See-through.
It's freaking fantastic.
We should have gotten shirts that are color sense, you know, the ones you put your palm
hypercolor
on. Yeah,
hypercolor shirts.
Should have done that.
That's what we should have done. That would have been a little expensive though.
It would have been way
expensive.
Listener reviews starts now,
and we are going to iTunes today for our listener reviews. Treebeard 9106.
I like Treebeard.
Yeah. Five stars. The voices are my favorite part, he says.
Thank you.
Have we done this one already? I hope not.
Have we done voices?
What the hell, we done no voices on here.
No, we haven't done this one.
Hilarious, informative, every man applicable. Yep. If you're interested at all in prep, survival, or even men's podcasts in general, this is a great option. Realistic views on prepping rather than mall ninja or hyper survival nonsense. On occasion, some of the advice might be... Oh gosh, I can't even read this thing because my
tiny
basic. But if you are new to preparedness, it's a great start. And if you've been prepping for a while, it doesn't hurt to hear the basics reaffirmed. The voices are my favorite part. Makes it more enjoyable to listen to and sounds like a couple of buds hanging out.
Wrong.
What more could you want? Yeah,
we're
not buds.
Best buds.
We're best buds, man. We are the best of buds.
Cool,
so,
thanks, man.
Thank you. Yeah, so if you want to be part of the listener reviews, go give us a 5-star review either on iTunes, Facebook, or the Amazon book, and you could be a part of this as well.
Social media shout out.
And
I like that. You could be part of this
I know.
As well.
You. Social media shout out. I'm going with at extreme.hunter on Instagram. And the reason I'm doing this is because I hung out with these guys all week up in Alaska, and we killed a bunch of bears, and
that's
it was
so cool.
Awesome.
That is way cool.
Yeah, it was
that's
freaking so awesome. Cool. So go check them out. They do some really cool stuff. If you're a hunter, or if you like hunting, or if you want to like hunting, go check them out. Because
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a mad, mad world.
Ripping through it. Ripping it.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead.
Yeah, you will.
You remember, like, 3 weeks ago? Ransomware.
I
bum,
do
bum,
remember.
Bum.
I know.
We warned you all about this.
We warned y'all.
Freaking warned you.
Don't tell us we didn't warn you.
No. So... I don't have all the details on it because it happened 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so there's no way to find those details?
So ransomware,
is that what you're saying?
Basically, they set out this virus, locked computers, and put them at ransom. You want your stuff back, you pay us.
Yeah,
and monies. They were hitting business. Yeah, monies.
Monies.
Real monies.
Real monies.
pretty crazy that they could, you know, all these companies that have, we got this firewall and we got this nice program, and boom, yeah. They just got screwed.
Dunzo.
So, you know what? Don't use Internet Explorer. That's
don't,
it.
Don't
That's
use the only your internet.
Way. Don't use your computers.
Yeah, they're bad.
But yeah, I thought that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, it was bad. It was really getting people.
So it tells you how much it's just out there ready to, they're just ready to pounce.
Yeah, they're ready to
they
pounce.
They are out there. They are out to get us.
They're out to get us.
Yep.
So mine is an obvious one. All these terror attacks over in Europe. You know, I was gone.
Which
I was,
one? Jeez.
I know. I was off the grid in Alaska, and I come back to the hotel in Anchorage, and they're like, oh, bunch of stuff happened in London. And I'm like, gosh, dang. It seemed like one just happened when
it's
I left.
It's actually probably a relief to not see it. It's
yeah, just, it really was. So, you know, it's ISIS again, you know, is claiming responsibility in Europe.
Cowards, man.
Europe, I tell you, man, they're in a bad way over there. They're
they
having
are.
Some issues. I feel bad for y'alls over there, yeah. All our Brit friends and whatnot.
Sucks.
But anyways, yeah, that's it's a mess. And
I don't know
keep
who's
your,
ever going to visit the London Bridge again.
I don't know. I'm not.
You're going to get run over or stabbed.
Yeah, I know. Messed up, bro.
Way.
Messed up.
It is, it really is.
So that's my mad, mad world.
It's freaking mad.
It is. And that's all we have for the Mad Mad World. And now we're going to go into the meat of this
yummy
bad boy.
Yummy.
Episode 29, Surviving Biowarfare. Biowarfare. Yeah. It sounds scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's warfare, but it's biological.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Tell crazy. Us about it. Tell me about
Let
it.
Let me tell you about
I
it.
I want to hear about it.
So it's also known as germ warfare.
It's got amoebas in it.
Guys, it's germs. Germ warfare. Did they just spread germs? Anyway, so the bad, there's a lot of bad things about biowarfare.
There's no good things.
It's dirt cheap.
Is it really?
Yeah. Like,
well,
the
yes.
only thing that's cost is getting it out and
sure.
spreading it.
Yeah.
But to develop it, super cheap.
Is it?
Yeah. I've been developing this. No, it
but
really
it's not
is,
easy. Because
it's grown, you know. You know, anthrax, ricin, they're you know, ricin's a toxin given off, byproduct. It's just, it really isn't hard to make. The cost is actually getting it spread. But, so anyway, bio. Bio means relating to life or living. So we're not talking about.
Living warfare.
We're not living. Sounds like a website.
Yeah.
Living warfare.
Dot net.
Yeah. Dot edu.
Dot info.
So, yeah, living agents, infectious agents, bacteria, virus, fungi.
I think I got some biowarfare on me a couple weeks ago.
You did, man. Yeah. Somebody sprayed something on you.
Yeah.
I was Bad not deal. Wanting to even help you.
No, you
were. Don't come over here if you're dying. Just stay away.
We'll do some Skype doctoring. Don't yeah. don't come over here.
Just text me your symptoms. Yeah. Take a picture of your butt. What's going on?
Take a picture.
You're spraying stuff out your butt. So, yeah, the whole effect of the biological warfare is to kill or incapacitate humans, animals, or plants.
Plants. I kind of thought that was interesting.
I want to kill your plants, you son of a...
I'm taking your lilies down.
You like these pea plants? Dead. But, yeah, it's not just, you know, you always think just biowarfare is to infect and kill people, but no,
right.
It's to render them... You know, either incapacitated or, you know, they actually, Kobe will talk a little bit about history and how that, you know, kind of played out
yeah.
of why they used it. But you also knock out livestock and meat protein, you know, you wipe
yeah.
out plants. I mean, that's a big deal. Big deal.
Huge.
That's why we're talking about this.
Yeah.
So the, and when I was talking about it's simple is, you know, botulinum,
so simple.
botulinum toxin. It is 3 million times more potent than sarin.
Whoa.
Sarin, which was used
sarin gas.
Yeah, Syria just recently. So they can develop it super fast, and it's super potent. So the only tricky thing is getting it spread to people. And
right, and that's not easy. That's a hard part.
It is. It is kind of hard. But they can have tons of it, and they do, which is freaky.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit of overlap with biological and chemical, you know, because... You know, the biological process creates the toxins, and the toxins are kind of the chemical that are poison, you know.
Yeah.
Like poison darts, you know, poison dart frog. It's biologically made, but, you know, the byproduct is the poison. Bryson's the same way. But anyway, the crossover, we're not talking about nuclear war or chemical or nuclear warfare, okay?
Okay.
So if you lump them all together, all these, you know, chemical, bio, and nuclear, there's an acronym that they use, NBC. And it is the network because it's freaking poison. No, it's
NBC.
Yeah. Nuclear, biological, chemical.
Yeah.
But weapons of mass destruction mm-hmm. entail all of those.
WMDs.
Which, yeah.
We remember that.
I always thought it was just explosives. I'm like, it's just bombs. But yeah. No, it's all that garbage. Mm-hmm. That's just nasty. And, you know, I remember learning about mustard gas.
Yeah.
And, you know, the history of, you remember the guy that developed it? Did you have it in your history thing?
No.
Anyways, he actually was the same guy that created nitrogen. For fertilizers. Oh. So he's probably responsible for tons of life on Earth because of developing that. Yeah. And then also developed mustard gas. His wife killed herself in protest.
What?
Of mustard. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. I wish I had the name. I'll
she wanted that ketchup gas.
But anyways, so... ketchup gas.
There's two types of people.
<It's a sherpa. laughs> I like that. That's like brand new mustard gas and ketchup gas. Brand new.
Brand new stuff.
That's good. That's a good one. So obviously biowarfare, biochemical use is prohibited under customary international humanitarian law. And there's numerous treaties that can be broken at any time because yeah. there's a lot of freaking psychos out there. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them rule the country, which is pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
It is a war crime if used in an armed conflict. I mean, it's a crime no matter. But,
yeah,
you know. So, yeah, Kobe's going to give us some rundown of when it's been used in the past.
Do you want to go through this other stuff first?
The little idealistic uh-huh. characteristics.
I think it's a good to go through.
Okay, let me do it real quick.
Sure.
So a biological agent can be used as a weapon against humans due to its, they use the high infectivity, high virulence,
mm-hmm.
and the non-availability of vaccines. So they use those things that just can't be stopped and that are just potent. Now I put in there the game Plague, you know, uh-huh. I play it sometimes at church on Sunday, which is pretty
the awesome. iPhone game.
Yeah.
I think so I've
you
done
just,
that too.
You just like, you start spreading the flu.
And you develop
and then you mutate the virus.
Yeah, I played that. That's kind of fun.
You can get airborne. You can start, yeah, it's just ways of spreading it. So, you know, and the object of the game is not to kill people really fast because you want it to spread really fast.
Yeah, you need it to get it spread and then
you
start
killing
people.
So if you make it super nasty and it just kills everybody, it's not going to, you know, it's going to be done.
Mm-hmm.
They'll stop it. But that's kind of the whole idea in biological warfare is to make it very effective. Super easy to be transferred, and then have no way of stopping.
Hard
it.
To treat.
Yeah. No vaccines, just keep mutating. So
right,
freaking.
So I put this part in here, just the delivery of the biological weapons. You want me to go over that real quick?
Yeah, do
the
it.
Different types.
No, so, I figured you okay. had a little more detail. Sure. So go ahead.
So there's three main delivery types for these the biological weapons. So the first type is bursting type munitions. So these, they can be bombs or projectiles who burst causes very little damage. So it's not the actual explosion that causes a lot of damage, but the burst will produce a small cloud of liquid or powder in the immediate impact area. The cloud will disperse eventually, and the rate of dispersion depends on the terrain and weather and the conditions. So basically...
It's like a spore bursting.
Yeah, yeah. So it's some sort of a bomb, but it's basically just there to spread this biological agent of some sort.
Where that gets
right?
expensive.
Yeah, exactly, and it's tough to do. Spray tanks or generators, aircraft or vehicle spray tanks or ground-level aerosol generators produce an aerosol cloud of biological agents. So that's basically just spraying that shit everywhere.
It's creepy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just going through some city or town and just...
fogging it.
There's chemtrails, damn it.
We're killing mosquitoes.
Yeah. Speaking of mosquitoes, the last one is vectors, and this is insects such as mosquitoes,
vector.
Fleas... Lice and ticks, they deliver the pathogens form.
What about chiggers?
Huh?
What about chiggers?
Chiggers? I don't know, man.
Tick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Large infestations of these insects may indicate the use of biological agents. And they've actually, this is actually been tried in the past.
It's probably still being used today, I'm sure.
Yeah. So as far as, you know, significant uses of biological weapons or warfare in history, you know, there has been some, like, way, way back in the day where there's been some water infected by different fungus and stuff like that. But I'm going to start near, like, the First World War. So Germany, they made some early attempts at anti-agriculture biological warfare. So in Finland, saboteurs mounted...
Yeah, see, this makes tons of sense.
It totally does. In Finland, saboteurs mounted on reindeer placed...
Wait.
Yeah,
reindeer. Let's pass. This one doesn't make sense.
No, it totally makes sense. They got on their reindeer...
Santa in realist, he really was actually...
They got on their reindeer in Finland, and they placed ampules of anthrax in stables of Russian horses.
Wow.
So they were just infecting Russian horses and whatnot. So that was in 1916. The Allied forces developed anthrax spores, brucellosis, and botulism toxins, but the war was over before the weapons could be, you know, of much operational use. So that was good that the war ended at that point.
Oh.
The Japanese have used them.
They have, man.
The Japanese back in the day.
The stuff they used on the Chinese and other, they were nasty.
Yeah, so they used them against the Chinese quite a bit in several campaigns. So three veterans of Unit 731 testified in 89 that they contaminated the Hurustein River with typhoid near the Soviet troops during the Battle of Khalkhin Gol. In 1940, the Imperial Japanese Army Air Force bombed Ningbo with ceramic bombs full of fleas carrying the bubonic plague.
How messed up, man.
That's just insane. So they bombed them, ceramic bombs full of fleas.
Man,
just fleas everywhere.
What's all that?
Gosh dang, they
bring
them off.
I'd rather just get nuked and burned.
Oh, I know, man. So some people think they estimate that 400,000 Chinese died as a direct result of the field testing and from the Japanese biological weapons. Yeah, it's a bad deal, man.
Yeah.
So this was crazy. I did not know about this. This didn't actually happen, but it was planned. So during the final months of World War II, Japan planned to utilize the plague as a biological weapon against U.S. civilians in San Diego during Operation Cherry Blossoms at Night. I mean, it sounds nice. Operation Cherry Blossoms at Night.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
It was
what
a
was
peaceful.
That no.
It was a peaceful.
We're infecting Californians operation. With the plague. Oh, you saw trouble now. We'll plague you.
Cherry blossom rain.
that was what it was, yeah. Time rain. Cherry blossom
Holy
plague.
Cow.
So they hoped to kill tens of thousands of U.S. civilians, thereby dissuading, you know, America from attacking
Japan.
I guess
that's more Chinese sounding, huh?
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Cherry. How's the Japanese are more.
Cherry
blossom rain. That's messed up.
We're in so much trouble. So it was supposed to happen September
22nd, 1945. Man.
But they surrendered August 15th, 1945. So it was
they were going to be dirty.
Oh, okay.
They already were dirty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were dirty back, but.
Well, yes.
But jeez Louise, man.
We did drop nukes on them.
But we weren't. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty nasty, Japan.
Sure is. During the closing stages of the Rhodesian-Bush War, the Rhodesian government resorted to use chemical weapons and biological warfare agents. Water courses at several sites inside the Mozambique border were deliberately contaminated with cholera.
Oh, man.
So take that. In 85,
taste of that.
85, Iraq began an offensive biological weapons program. You know, they produced anthrax, aflatoxin. I'm not even sure what that is.
The toxin.
So, you know, during Desert Storm, everybody was, you remember seeing the pictures of our troops with all their gas masks on, like the entire time during Desert Storm? It's because they were afraid of this kind of stuff, obviously. Let's see. What was the next one? It's crazy stuff. In 94, a Japanese sect of Aum Shinrikyo cult attempted an aerosolized release of anthrax from the tops of buildings in Tokyo.
Wow.
So that's kind of
more... What
the
hell's wrong with the Japanese?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on. And then you remember in 2001 where the anthrax was mailed to several people in Congress. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That was... It killed 22 people or
Did
five
it really
people.
Kill that
it sickened 22 people. It killed five.
Jeez.
So like it was actually a real deal. I mean, that was crazy.
I remember hearing about it.
Yeah. So as far as current threats, it's not an easy thing to develop and actually get out there.
Right.
These biological weapons. Like you said, you know, it's not hard or it's not expensive.
They have
to
tons
develop.
Of it, but moving it and making it effective is
an effective delivery method is very, very difficult.
Because you like you talk those burst, I mean,
yeah,
those use fuel, they get hot, mm-hmm. and that kills, you know, bacteria and things. So they've got to have this really fancy system to.
So most people think, you know, terrorist groups like ISIS and stuff like that, they just don't have the technology to get that done.
Really, a lot of money, and they could do it in time. But.
Exactly. But so they think, you know, the most, the biggest threats for biological attacks are going to be. You know, state-sponsored stuff like maybe Russia. I'm not saying Russia for sure, but you know, people like that, Russia or China or, you know, Syria, things like that, because obviously they've used chemical weapons. But so those are kind of the major threats right now. It's not really the terrorist groups like ISIS because they're just not sophisticated enough to get it done.
Yeah.
So.
I've seen a lot of people talk about, like, the thing that kind of scary is government systems.
Oh, yeah.
Different countries and even our own, you know, like... We need to test this. You know, we know it's not going to kill a lot of people, but we can kind of learn how this will, you know, incapacitate a country that, you know, can be destroyed. And I mean, if ISIS had, they would use anything because they're just cowards.
Yeah,
they don't even freaking care. They're just psychopath retards.
Yeah, psychopath retards. That's
what exactly
they
what they are. They are psychopath retards.
Let me take 1 second. Let's talk about the 3 percenter. Because we love these dudes. You know, the 3 percenters are all diehard American patriots who craft pro-gun, patriotic, and American Revolution-related apparel. They are extremely passionate about what they do, and everything is made to order in-house. Go to the3percenter.com and get the very best gear for any Second Amendment America-loving patriot. That's the3percenter.com. Use code CASUALPREPPERS for a discount. Go over there, and that's where you grab our shirts as well. You can grab them there, or you can get a link from our website.
Yeah.
But they have so many cool shirts. I was actually wearing one of their shirts up in Alaska, and the couple guys commented on it, like, hey, where'd you get that?
I'm like, boom.
Let me tell you something.
10%.
Go to the 3%.
Save 10%.
Yeah. They have really, really cool shirts. So you have to go check them out. The3percenter.com.
They've just been so, I mean, they've been so cool to work with, too.
Like, oh, absolutely.
To talk to. They've been helpful. Yeah. They've tried to help us get hats. And
such cool guys. Seriously.
So great company.
Yeah, great company.
Muy bueno.
Yeah, so let's move on.
So are you done with your part?
I am. I absolutely am.
Cool. So I want to talk about, like, so protection from biowarfare, kind of a difficult thing to really break down. So I kind of, you know, there's a way of kind of dividing it up into prevention, global effort, you know.
Sure.
So prevention, protection, what do I got all these? Detection, treatment, and decontamination.
Oh, wow.
I know. Really, prevention comes down to global efforts of, you know, treaties and just getting rid of that garbage and trying to give people a civilized mind, which is going to, you know, it failed because there's some nasty people out there. Mm-hmm. Protection's where I kind of wanted to focus. So basic personal hygiene and sanitation will take you further than a million doctors.
Yeah.
I mean, being... Because these things are living organisms, and most of the time, you know, just like, you know, in the operating room or, you know, when we do sterile techniques at the clinic, it's just things that have been learned forever of, you know, sterilizing, mm-hmm. you know, the area. So it's just like sterilize your home, be clean, don't have standing water, you know, ways to get rid of waste and, you know, protect yourself from the
sanitation,
outside.
Sanitation, man. In any sort of survival situation, sanitation is...
It doesn't matter if
so
it
huge.
Was biowarfare, you're going to create it.
Yeah, exactly.
Crap it in the corner with no TP, you know?
Yep, toilet paper. Done, yeah.
So, obviously, the basics are what we always stress the most. Water, food, and other shiz.
Yeah, gear and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, but water and food. Water, food,
number one,
medical,
and have them
sanitation.
Protected and safe and, you know, and counted for and, you know, inventoried. So always talk about that. We always talk about that. So stopping, when we talked about, Kobe talked about vectors, you know. So when there's like this threat or you know there's a spread, then you think about, okay, how could it get to me?
Yeah.
You know, is it spread by fleas? Is it spread by bugs? Is it spread by people?
Bed bugs.
Yeah. Don't even. You know, what way is it being spread? And that can kind of help you prepare if you have the time. I mean,
yeah,
you may be screwed already.
Yeah. You
may have gotten, you know, sprayed by a crop duster because crop duster guys are just out to get you.
And you're done.
Yep. So I wanted to talk about the two main things that everybody kind of, that I always think about, you know, gas masks and a hazmat suit.
Right.
So it's like the hardcore prevention of contamination. Yeah. I actually did some research on gas masks. So, God, I need to put my face more in this. Sorry.
Yeah, put your
face
there.
Sorry, everybody.
Get your face in there.
You didn't hear me on all that last bit. So, you know, the N95s, Kobe has a bunch. They're super cheap.
Yeah.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to filter everything, but a filter is better than nothing.
Yeah.
You're going to filter a lot of big, you know, particles and stuff. So I would recommend getting them just because they're cheap and you can have a ton and fit everybody.
Exactly.
And even people that come into your group. N100 is a little bit better. You know, it filters smaller particulates, and we use the 95 at the clinic for tuberculosis. So, you know, there, I mean, it's blocking some things.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of those more common things, but if you want to go a little more intense, you got the N100. If you want to go hardcore, then you got to go to like a chemical gas mask.
Yeah.
So these, they can, you know, you got to look online and see, you know, which ones are real, you know, because there's a lot of like masks that look cool, but they
not,
don't have a good filter. They're not a HEPA
or
filter.
They're like 100 years old.
Exactly.
Yeah.
World War II nostalgia.
Yeah.
So you really need to do your research on these. I'm not doing it for you. Sorry. I'm just not that kind of person.
God, lazy asses. Do your own research.
But, they are available, and you're looking at, I mean, for a kind of semi-decent one, $75 up to, I mean, they go up to like $1,000 for some really big hardcore fancy, like face shield and two filters.
I can't imagine what my wife would say if I said, oh, I'm buying $5,000.
And that's the thing is you've got to buy for your family.
Yeah.
So definitely, I mean, obviously go with the cheaper thing for now since you can't afford a mask for everybody.
Exactly.
Unless you're a dick and just want everybody to die.
Just start with N95s. At least you have something, and then you can work up to the N100.
I know
or
people
something.
Get all, you know, N95's not enough. You know, we even got somebody to email us about it. And,
oh, really?
Which is cool, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Like, we understand that, but we're just saying what's available to you now, and it can actually filter a lot.
It can do a lot.
Is an N95 and do it, you know?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to feel a lot better if there's some sort of a pandemic or something. If I have an N95 mask.
Then your freaking shirt
have anything,
pulled over your
exactly,
nose.
Exactly. Or, a, you know, a handkerchief or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
At least I have that.
No,
you know?
I agree. So, the one bad thing about these gas masks that you're going to pay a fortune for is they don't last forever.
Yeah.
You know, the rubber can become brittle. The HEPA filters or whatever filter is going to break down. The substances in them, the charcoal, it becomes less useful. So they're not going to last forever, which is pretty sucky. And N95 is not going to break down.
No.
You know, those little cheapo ones. So you know, I'd screw it. You know, I'd throw like three on if I was really like probably contaminated already.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they don't fit for everybody. You know,
yeah.
If you don't get a custom fit one and you have a gap, you know, under your chin, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you know, if you're in a big city that's been attacked, too late. You know, you're probably exposed to those, but it's good to have one. I mean, I'd like to have a nice gas mask. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there are some downsides.
But you do this casually.
I do. I'm super cash. So hazmat suits, I did a little research on these for you, okay?
You're welcome.
Yeah. A level C is all that's recommended. So there's level A, B, C, and D of hazmat suits.
Which is the best?
An A.
A is the best.
It's like hardcore. I mean, it's like, it's completely sealed. So it's for chemical burns and stuff. You know, it's to prevent all that.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, that's the one I'd want. But I mean, a good level A, $500 to $1,000.
Woo!
You know, they're completely sealed. They're enclosed. They have a filtration system that's actually on the inside of the suit.
Do they have the light inside, like in all the movies?
Yeah, like aliens.
Yeah, like I never understood that. Why would you have lights right there?
I know.
On your face.
Do you remember The Abyss?
Yeah, The Abyss.
The Abyss
yeah.
was like totally like...
Yeah, it's like... I can't see anything other than these that bright lights like... right next to my face.
So, yeah, they... I know. You can get some pretty cool looking ones, you know.
Sure,
they look like you're getting into a freaking robot.
Yeah.
Anyway, the level C is all that you, I mean, that's the approved one for biochemical, or sorry, excuse me, I just screwed that up.
Nice job.
Biowarfare. It allows for respiration and filtration of your choice, or sure. they has a built-in one, and it's overpressured. So overpressured means the air is being pushed in, and it's higher than the outside pressure.
Yeah.
So if you do puncture your suit, it's blowing air out. It's kind of keeping, because you know, really, you're thinking about droplets and airborne bio warfare. So, and then, you know, those suits are like 150 to 300. They're actually pretty simple. No, and they look pretty. I mean, they look pretty cool. So if you want to look cool. And survive.
We need to find some companies that make this and get some for review.
I know.
Can you imagine making those videos?
I know. Just like super like, like leather. I do want one.
Man.
So if you're listening and you develop hazmat suits,
give us a call.
We will do it.
Casual Preppers Podcast.
We'll do it for free. We'll do it for free.
Yeah, we will. Just send two of them over.
Yeah, and the level A I mentioned too, it's like it's fully encapsulating chemical entry suit, has full face piece. I mean, they're pretty hardcore. You should check them out. Other things that you can get. Have you ever heard of the Zapper?
I don't think so.
I've never heard of this. It's kind of one of those holistic, you know, things.
Oh, yeah.
But there's been some studies. So the Zapper is like you hold... Just, it seems like something like on Napoleon Dynamite. I forgot the crystals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like you actually hold these metal, like they're copper, so that they conduct. Uh-huh. And then you hook it to a battery and it puts a small voltage through your body.
Yeah.
And it can kill bacteria and fungus and stuff. I haven't seen any studies on it, but a lot of people think they're pretty legit.
You're
basically sending a small current through your whole body to kill.
So would you just have to hold on to that thing
the
entire time?
For like
time?
10, 15 minutes, a few different treatments.
I get you.
I don't know.
It's a treatment.
Yeah.
It's not a prevention.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't really go much into treatment because you don't know what the chemical is. I mean, if it's a bacteria, if it's a fungus.
Yeah.
Treatment is... being able to detect what it is, and that's the other thing I'll go into in just one sec.
Okay, I'll hold
the
on.
Other things I wanted to tell you. So, you know, antimicrobial wipes, Lysol, you know, those things do work.
Yeah.
They kill
99.99%.
Exactly. Lysol, send us a year supply thing. hand sanitizer, you know, simple things, so simple.
Yeah.
Gloves. I mean, if you're gonna go out in that environment, you want. For one, the hazmat suit, and then
like the
if you just
gloves or whatever.
Have a simple N95, protect your skin because a lot of those things can transfer or the toxins can pass through your skin. Yeah. You don't need to breathe them in. Trash bags, so you know, soiled linens.
I guess maybe goggles would probably be a good thing to
have
too.
Yeah, they would. That's why that hazmat suit's really the overall. You're just like, I'm going out to the
grocery
store.
But at least you had some goggles because you know how often you get sick from your. Getting stuff in your eyes.
Yeah.
It happens a lot. You get something on your hand and you rub your eyes.
Oh, man, and infections in your eye are so nasty.
Yeah, they are.
Hydrogen peroxides, you know, it just kills everything. Clorox, lots of Clorox. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this too.
Yeah, we have, yeah.
And a Tesla Model X.
Oh, yes.
So Kobe showed me this. So why don't you tell us?
Oh, I can't even remember.
It's just simple. It's just so simple.
Yeah, so the Tesla Model X has a feature.
So cool.
What was it called?
It's the bioweapon defense mode.
Bioweapon defense mode. So if you're in the car and there happens to be some sort of a biochemical or like a pandemic of some sort, there's a button you push and it basically flushes the car.
Yeah, the car like shuts down and turns into
It turns into like a sealed room.
Hyper chamber, yeah.
Yeah, so like... That is freaking cool.
That is. I want one. Yeah. I've always wanted a Tesla to be.
I'm going to have to find a video or something and put it on Facebook and
yeah,
show everybody.
So freaking cool.
Yeah, so the Tesla Model X, the bioweapon defense mode, that is freaking awesome.
They have preppers in mind, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool.
Thank
company.
You, Tesla.
Awesome. Awesome, Tesla.
They're doing a lot of cool stuff.
They are. I really want one of their cars.
The new one's coming out, man. $35,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Rolling in style, man.
Well, you could buy a... F-150 for $70,000.
Exactly.
So you might as well buy a bioweapon or bio.
Well, I don't know if the Model X is.
Oh yeah, that one's probably $120,000.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. But yeah, those are kind of you know ways to prevent and you know treat you know your household and just having those supplies. I mean, they're all cheap as crap, you know, Clorox, hydrogen peroxide, trash bags.
And it's all sanitation, you know, and it's all, you know, it's as good for biowarfare, it's good for pandemics, it's good for every
day. So if you're
a
prepper hoarder,
yeah,
there's a good chance you're going to have some complications.
Yeah.
But if you're a clean, organized prepper,
exactly,
you got a better chance. I was just going to touch on some detection. So these are some, the smart system, it's so smart. Sensitive membrane antigen rapid test. So we use a lot of these in the clinic. It's like your rapid strep, your rapid flu.
Okay.
So they're developing a lot more of these that kind of can pick up on these, you know, these chemicals. They're not chemicals. These biological substances that could be spread. More sophisticated, they got the joint biological point detection system. So this is like a big frigging computer that detects in the atmosphere if there's any airborne illness.
Wow.
And it can send off, it basically kind of pinpoints kind of what it is so that you can, you know, get to quicker treatment.
So you got to get one in your house.
You do. Yeah.
These Dude, what things, are you doing?
My balls are hurting.
Gosh, I'm gonna break the table.
This chair I'm sliding out of it. It uses a laser-induced fluorescein to detect atmospheric contaminants. Sounds pretty sophisticated.
It sure does.
I don't know, but it's cool. These aren't things you can really purchase other than the smart. You can actually pick up some of those.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. So a rapid strip thing would be kind of...
be nice to have. Hang on.
BIDS is a biological integrated detection system. This is like that big van from the Army that like... and it drops all the drapes and starts to detect. They have all the system... like they have the JBPDS in there and all these other
the JBPDS. Oh gosh dang, I seen that sucker. I wanna get me one.
That guy got that JBPDS.
Oh, he rolled up in that JBPDS and I tell you what.
Oh man, look at my hazmat suit. Look at my JBPDS system.
iPad. This is so iPad. You got that new iPad mini?
Thanks, Apple. You just brought out the iPad, the interim biological agent detector. Same thing as that, you know, the JBPDS. Mm-hmm. It detects particulates, and it's about as fast as 15 minutes. So, boom.
Bang.
I can tell you.
Bangarang.
So they have these things that governments are investing in. Probably not ours, but, you know, foreign agencies and stuff. They're kind of wanting to have. So, if people start getting sick and they're like, let's test the air.
Yeah.
Anyway, pretty cool. They have all that stuff.
Yeah, that's really cool stuff.
So, The other thing is, you know, vaccinations. So,
yeah,
you know,
it's a tough topic.
It is a tough topic. It is a tough topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
it's a touchy subject.
There's no vaccine out there for ketchup gas.
I got that ketchup gas right now.
I literally do get some ketchup gas. But yeah, vaccines are important. I mean, you will be glad that you were vaccinated when all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
So that's all I have.
All
for
right.
You.
That's it. I mean, that's bio warfare. That's how you survive it, right?
I feel like I'm going to survive now.
Yeah, I feel like I have a much better chance of surviving.
I do want a hazmat suit.
I do too. Now you've got me interested. Now
you can
I
wear it
the
every
Tesla
year for Halloween
Model
just
X.
To bust it out.
I know. Just throw
that's cool.
Fake blood on it.
Yep.
And a dead monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dead monkey. Just like, you know, what was the, you know, Outbreak?
Yeah,
It was the monkey. That was,
that's a good idea. We should both go.
We should.
That'd be sweet.
I'll go as a monkey. You can go in the hazmat suit.
Or have our kids dress up as monkeys.
Yeah. That's
follow us around.
And just, no, we'll chase them. Because we
gotta catch them. That'd be so sweet. We're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
And on the side, my wife be like, she's always looking for costumes. She'd be like, that's fine. And I'm going to get a hazmat suit out of it.
That's fine.
It's for Halloween.
Let's get it now. Let's get
Why
prepared.
Did it cost you $1,000? No, it's not important.
Don't worry about it. We're going to look awesome.
You want to die from ketchup gas? Then.
Ketchup,
I wanted to quickly talk about our sponsor, Survival Boxes. They are the only subscription box that delivers all the essentials, survival supplies that you need to your door every month. Three different boxes to choose from. They've got the Get Survival Gear, Survival Food and Water, and Non-GMO. Heirloom seeds for your survival garden. No contracts, cancel anytime. Use promo code Casual Preppers for 10% off your first box on any monthly subscription at survivalboxes.com.
Yeah, we just got some new survival boxes.
Yeah, do you want to know how good they are? So, why don't we just go into it?
Like we always say, the Bravo box, man. I love the Bravo box. Yeah. You get survival food. You get, you know, 25-year shelf life food every single month right to your effing door.
Yeah.
It's genius.
How many of you went out this month and bought 25-year shelf life food?
I'm sure some of them did.
I know, but I'm telling you, like, the majority, no.
Yes, yeah.
But if you had it delivered to you, you would you're have, done.
Yeah. And you get, like, a variety of stuff. What did we get this month in the Bravo
Stroganoff?
Box? Yeah, no, you have the thing right there, don't you?
Oh, you want the...
I actually want to know what we got.
Well, Kobe immediately was like, "Oh, I want the ice cream sandwich."
Yeah, well, you got something last time that was.
It was like granola crunch.
Where'd you put the card? My wife ate it, by the way. Where'd you put the card? It's over here, right there.
Okay.
Look at the card for the Bravo box.
So first to review, survival boxes. Since we just talked about them, they're so cool. 10% off. Remember that.
Casual Preppers.
Yeah. So,
Bravo box.
The Bravo box.
Yeah, we got the Bravo box.
Is that the only one we got?
No, we got the other one too, but I want to talk about the Bravo box right now.
I know, but what was the other one?
I think it's the...
Is it the Alpha?
It's the Gear box, the gear only.
Okay. So the print's a little hard. My eyes are getting bad.
Mm-hmm.
So in the Bravo box, you get granola milk and blueberries.
Yeah, those are good. That's the Mountain
$7.93. Ice cream sandwich, which Kobe took.
Yep.
Biscuits and gravy. They were... You know, biscuits.
Yeah, you know,
bacon, you know. Bacon, let's talk about biscuits and gravy. They're one of the best dehydrated things.
They really are.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
they're so good. Gravy is just delicious.
They're perfect for like a dehydrated food. Mountain
Stroganoff, awful frozen and in.
I don't
like,
mind
fresh
Stroganoff.
Prep. No, it's disgusting.
I'll take it.
Vanilla pudding. I'm all over that.
No, I don't know. I don't do.
You want the pudding? You want the pudding pop?
That was horrible. I can't do it. I used to be able to do.
Let the pudding.
Put the pudding in the pudding pot. Horrible.
Put the pudding. Yeah. Anyway, you get some pudding. Survival tabs, 12 tab pack.
Touch my pudding pot.
Don't you touch.
It's bad because you caused me these.
Jello. The pudding.
That's so horrible.
I know. 240 calories.
They don't need to know the calories.
Food ration. No, that's a food ration.
Oh, the food ration. Okay, yeah.
So
that's the 5-year shelf life one.
Yeah, those are so awesome.
They are.
I've got two in my car, each car.
Mm-hmm. And I've got some in my bug out bag.
From these guys.
Bug out bag, yeah. Man.
Then they got some coffee roasters for you coffee drinkers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cup and then the gear box actually has something that you can use that in.
Yeah, it does actually.
And then you got your heirloom seeds.
Yep. I think it was cantaloupe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Fantastic, huh?
Love cantaloupe.
Uh-huh.
Stinks.
I'll eat it all day.
I do too. I love it.
Yeah.
My wife hates it.
Really?
It's probably because I like it.
Yeah.
My wife hates everything.
Everything that you like.
Yeah.
You like sex? I hate it.
I hate myself. I love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Survival gear box.
You're in trouble.
Yeah, I am. She doesn't listen.
She don't listen to this.
She don't listen to nothing. That wife of mine don't listen to nothing. Epic wipes.
Love these.
We talked about
them. So this is the gear box, right?
Yeah, this is the gear box. And then outdoor.
Speaking of Epic Wipes, you can use the code CASUALPREPPERS and get 10% off at epicwipes.com or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You should get those. Those are freaking bad, eh?
They are. They're nice.
Outdoor biodegradable camp soap. So you get this big old bottle.
Yeah,
what is
that
it,
stuff
like
is cool.
20 ounces or something?
I don't know. Like 1,000 ounces of soap or something. Yeah.
Delivered by Semi.
Yeah.
Man, this really is hard to read.
Stop being a baby about it.
This is the only thing survival boxes. You just got to print this a little easier.
Yeah.
Planetary design. What is it? Oh, double shot fresh fresh prints. French press.
I pulled up to the house of house.
All right. Sorry. You guys are like, I'm done. Listen to this.
I'm
no more review crap.
Podcast off, man.
Fire starter. We've used this, the fiber light.
Live
this
fire.
This one's so cool.
What? Live fire.
No, it's fiber light. It says fiber light fire starter.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, that came in the tag.
Just don't correct me. I'm reading it.
Up.
Okay, Kershaw ration tool.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool.
Uh-huh.
It's Kershaw and it's a ration tool. Red Rock outdoor gear mess kit. Those are cool. There's a little.
Yep.
We actually got one in a battle box.
Is that the one we got in battle box?
Survival gear. You guys are studs. Give us.
Got some more.
You guys. No, these are awesome. They go together like little plastic boxes. Pretty cool. Your kids can play with them, you know, stack them. So What's the Ole Camp Meskip?
Is anybody listening anymore?
I know.
I just don't know.
I know. Sorry. And then a Gerber kitchen knife.
Yeah, it's actually a nice looking little knife.
And everybody knows Gerber.
Everybody knows.
They's cool.
Yeah. So survival boxes.
$54 value for the Bravo, $148 value for the
Bang.
Actual survival
kit. So that's good stuff.
Really
so
good.
Go to survivalboxes.com, use code CASUALPEPPERS, get 10% off because these guys are doing it right.
They are.
They're doing it right.
They are genius boxes.
So moving on to TacPack. Let me take a look. So TacPack actually got some really cool stuff for me this month because so it had the Doc Spartan Triple Threat. So it came
Triple Threat.
Came with what did it come with? Doc
Triple Threat.
The combat ready ointment. We've gotten that before somewhere. I don't remember where we got that. Remember?
But this comes in a nice little kit that has It has several the lip.
Right.
The rectal cream.
Rectal cream.
The
yeah, it comes with a bunch of different stuff in that. So there's three different things in there. It's worth like $30.
It actually is really cool.
Yeah,
it's like an Altoids can.
Thing is the Hex Mag Blaster Pack. So
this ointment here is separate, huh?
Yeah, I think
Or did it come with all the It's all in this box.
It's all in the same
box.
So it
doesn't even matter.
Doesn't matter. So the Hex Mag grip, which is really cool grip for your AR
headboard
or something like that.
And
your headboard. What are you talking about?
The bed.
I'm
just kidding right there.
Yeah, and then
you just put your phone in it.
Yes. Okay, and then there was also the Hex Mag 30 round 223 magazine.
Oh yeah.
Which
didn't
I took
see it.
I already took it. It's up in my
There
AR
was just
case.
An empty there was just an empty open package in mine.
Yeah, so that thing is awesome. I love those Hex Mags. Those things are cool. Really, really like them. Then we got a Live Fire gear kit. Now Live Fire is probably my favorite fire starter out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's another one I like more, but Live Fire is probably my favorite. If you haven't used these, go look them up because
they're
fantastic.
Those little discs we used one time were pretty sweet.
Yeah, those things are nice, but what I like
this
about this
reusable.
Is you can reuse it a ton of times. So check out the Live Fire gear. Love it. And then a TacPack safe magnet. So there's a TacPack magnet in there. That's priceless.
Love it.
That's priceless.
Yeah.
There's
Maybe
no price on that.
Put it on your wrist and it would help your back.
Remember
those copper
bracelets? This is one that you have to put like on your fridge.
Okay.
Or you could put it on your gun cabinet.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. Yeah. Priceless.
Yeah. So that's...
And your survival cards.
Yeah, that was in survival boxes, not in TacPack.
Sorry, I didn't mention that. I was just bringing it up.
Yeah. So please go check out both of those. Go check out survival boxes. Go check out TacPack. Use our code for both those guys, and you're gonna feel like a better person after that.
Yeah, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, we just got all this stuff.
It's time for the quick and dirty medical tip.
Oh yeah, we got all this stuff.
All right. Quick and dirty. Oh yeah,
quick and dirty.
So it's getting hot out.
I think it needs like a quick and dirty needs like its own like theme song. You know what I mean?
The quick and dirty medical tips.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it needs. Something like that.
I know it does because it is the most.
It's the only thing anybody listens to this podcast for,
right?
As Cam always says.
I'm sorry, it comes from me.
We've been doing a couple
Maybe
interviews.
Kobe should read them.
We've been doing a couple interviews here and there with some different television producers and different people. Every time he says, the only thing people listen to this podcast for is for the quick and dirty medical tip. So
I know.
Whatever.
Pretty smug about it.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah. He's a dick.
So, heat stroke and exhaustion. It's getting hot out, yo.
It is, actually.
Yeah, it is. It really, literally is getting hot out.
It is.
So, real quick.
Identification
of heat exhaustion. So, kind of pale skin color, goosebumps, skin becomes cool to touch, weak pulse.
Your pulse is so weak. Bring that weak stuff in here.
Pulse. Your rate is actually below 100. It's not elevated like you would expect.
Oh, so
you know?
It's
so
like
it starts to
go down.
Yeah. Huh? Your blood pressure drops. Confusion.
Well,
and then
I think I might have heat stroke. I'm always confused.
Right. It's true, all the time. Me, I have heat stroke. I'm a sufferer of heat stroke.
I suffer from heat stroke. I've been trying to work on it.
I'm cocky about it.
Oh, yeah, well, I got heat stroke.
Yeah,
so.
You've got herpes. I've got heat stroke.
How long have you had chlamydia? Because I've had heat stroke for like a long time.
I get it literally every day I go out. When you get like flare-ups like once in a while. Some symptoms: muscle cramps, extreme weakness, dizziness, headaches, nausea, vomiting, fainting. You know, same symptoms you're probably experiencing right now trying to get through the end of this podcast. You do not have heat
stroke.
This
works for heat exhaustion and listening to the Casual
Preppers
podcast.
Terrible podcast presentation by Cam Hardy. So to treat it...
Turn off the podcast.
Turn off your headphones. Turn your car off and drive. Drink lots of water, obviously. Mm-hmm. No caffeine, sugar. No. Caffeine.
No.
Caffeine constricts, can blood vessels, worsens the symptoms. Stay cool, yo. Just stay cool. Get in the shade. Stay cool. So,
who would have thought? Heat exhaustion.
So I kind of blew through those. I know that didn't sound very good, but this is why I want to talk about it. So acclimation. Mm-hmm. Did you know you can acclimate yourself?
Yeah.
To the hot weather. So here's how you do it.
Okay.
So your body has to do this every year. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Summer comes around every year. So your body needs to learn. So it needs to learn it.
I'm teaching my body right now how to handle the heat.
Why are you standing out in the sun?
I'm acclimating, asshole.
I'm going to use that. Kids, you're done acclimating. Get in here.
Get your asses in here. Done acclimating.
So your body, it actually goes through a process of producing more sweat. The sweat changes to less sodium, so you don't lose as much sodium. And you actually, that doesn't evaporate as fast because it's not salty. Did you know that?
No.
And the sweat lowers your body temperatures. You did know that.
Yeah.
Metabolism decreases during the summer. So your body learns to not produce as much energy, as much heat. Mm. Sweats more efficiently. Less sodium in your sweat. So how do you acclimate? Huh? Yeah,
I don't know.
So gradual. Take it easy.
Take it
easy. Take it easy.
Hey, why don't you take it easy?
when you go out and it's, you know, getting above 80 to 90, you're going to want to go out for an hour at a time and take breaks. Lots of breaks. Get in the shade. You know, the more you do this, the more your body's getting used to it. So I see a lot of like construction workers and people that are like, yeah, I've been working in construction. That's how they talk. For a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't need to do this. Mm-mm. But they come in with heat exhaustion because they just kind of jumped out and stayed hours out in the sun because they're like, I did this last year and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Your body has to acclimate. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is just kind of introduce yourself to hours, hours. Hello, hours.
I'm Kobe.
Cameron Hardy. But no, small breaks. You want to break it up. Breaks. Break that hour up. light work out in the sun, and you just want to expose yourself. But the one thing too is avoid drastic drops. Like if you're running your AC at 65 and you're mm-hmm. going from 100, you gotta be careful there.
Yeah, it's not good.
So those big drastic changes do not help your body.
No,
you don't acclimate.
No,
lots of fluid intake during this time, and most important of all, stay in shape. Ugh. Your body can change.
Why are you always telling me to stay in shape?
More hair will develop.
I don't need no more hair.
I don't either.
One thing, man. I don't need, except for on my head.
No, I've been trying to prevent that too.
Yeah.
All the hair shampoos is just producing more hair on my back and my butt crack.
Yeah, exactly.
The runoff is causing issues. Anyway, not the most exciting medical tip. I probably fell in the most important part of the podcast. I know.
No, I thought it was good.
But you need to acclimate, yo.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, actually.
Hey, why don't you piss off? I'm acclimating.
Hey, y'all, piss off, man.
All right, I'm done.
So, appreciate you guys sticking with us. I know we had a long break, and it was a...
Don't worry, we're not falling apart.
No, it's okay. It's
good. We had some medical emergencies with Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe had to go on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
Work.
Dude, I worked my butt off.
Yeah, I know. In a... ugly environment.
Yeah, it was horrible. But anyways, but we appreciate back. You. Yeah, we appreciate you sticking around. We'll have another podcast in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my leg.
Go get a shirt. Go get the book, because you will laugh your ass off reading the book. Subscribe. Tell your buddies about us. You know, say hey. Yeah. You know, these dudes are cool.
Yeah.
You got to listen. And I don't know. You got anything else?
I mean. I don't know. We're pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, I thought we're, you know. You got anything else? You good?
I don't. That's it.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.